We ended the last series of From the Archives at one of the darkest moments in Czech history, when, on June 10, 1942, the Nazis destroyed the village of Lidice. This was a cruel and arbitrary retribution for the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich, the so-called Reich Protector of occupied Bohemia and Moravia. Many people had given shelter to the Czechoslovak patriots, parachuted from London to carry out the assassination, and the Nazis took extreme measures to cow the Czechs into submission.
Občané, marche, zájdi, první veřejnou manifestaci českého lidu, která má vyjádřiti...
They started with huge gatherings on Prague's Old Town Square, at which Czechs were expected to demonstrate their loyalty to the Reich. The first of these was on June 2, 1942, and one of those who spoke was the collaborationist Prime Minister Jaroslav Krejčí, whose words held a thinly concealed threat.
Mýlí se ti, kdo si myslí, že v této hodině splní všechny své povinnosti, pronesou-li několik slov...
Those of you who think it is enough just to express a few words of loyalty to the Reich and then go back to your old indifference are mistaken. The government will set up new bodies to control thoroughly just how well orders are respected. Anyone who fails to act in the interests of our nation and our obligations to the Reich will be punished as he deserves.
Das Standgericht Prag hat mit Urteil vom 2. Juni 1942 zum Tode durch...
To reinforce the message, the Gestapo began arresting and executing Czechs in huge numbers, reading out the long lists every day in their radio broadcasts.
Zweitens, Svoboda Vladimir, Doktor, Rechtsanwalt, geboren am 30.05.1900...
The massacre in Lidice came a few days later, and over the coming weeks the number of people executed ran into thousands. For the rest of the war, the Protectorate was effectively under direct Gestapo control.
Wohnhaft Budweis. Viertens, Hermann Jahn, geboren am 18.06.1920, Wohnhaft Suchental an der Leinsitz.
But these atrocities also served to reinforce the solidarity felt in the free world with the fate of the Czechs.
London falls Prague. Londýn zdraví Prahu.
A huge demonstration held in London in March 1943 in support of Czechoslovakia was broadcast by the BBC to remind the Czechs they were not forgotten.
We are now going to give a pledge which will be broadcast from this hall to the Czechoslovak people and to the rest of Europe over the heads of the enemy. This is the pledge. Together we shall fight in a world at war. Let us build together a world of peace. Londýn zdraví Prahu!
That was London on March 13, 1943, with a message of solidarity for the people of Czechoslovakia. Next week, we shall be hearing from the Czech pilots who were fighting at the time in Britain's Royal Air Force.